Reverend B. Whether I'm the roughneck rapper, the maniac cracker from the Justified Gifts, I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body, the body that's up in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I trust lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I'm plus the pride? No, I never lied. Unidentified body to the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room. Happy New Year. We're happy to be back in 2012 in our new time slot on Thursday nights, coming to you live over the airwaves on WHEN 1430, also heard on 102.9 FM in Richmond. And don't forget, you can listen as a podcast whenever you want at your convenience, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com, or simply subscribe on iTunes. And we have the Polka punk rock
indie
band,
fusion, right?
Indie fusion band, Mothball Fleet, here with us tonight.
Indie fusion, yes.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, roll call, man. This is a very small polka band, I gotta tell you. It's probably the smallest polka band I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're also like a tenth of the age of every other polka band. I don't know if you've ever seen a polka band, but most of the members are, you know, I don't know, octogenarians.
Do you guys?
I think it's the term.
Love that word, by the way.
Yes.
Do you guys wear lederhosen?
Not when we play.
We are right now because we're on the radio.
Oh, you are wearing lederhosen?
Of course.
Well, that's actually all. Oh. Yeah. You can't actually see. Dan can't actually see because he can't see below the table. But yeah,
I can't.
Only lederhosen.
So it is 2012. We're definitely happy and looking forward to this year. A couple big things happened since we've been off air. Sean, you had a birthday, right?
Oh yeah, thanks.
Hey, happy birthday, man! Sean's got a Christmas birthday. His birthday's on Christmas.
Hey, Sean, you get two presents or just one?
I just get to watch other people open presents mostly.
He gets no presents.
I wake up on my birthday and I'm like, "What? What is this?"
So. Basically, Sean was pretty depressed over the holidays because, you know,
depressed.
The whole sharing your birthday with, like, the biggest birthday in history, pretty much.
Baby Jesus.
You know, depending.
Allegedly.
Depending. And I've got a solution to this for all the Christmas babies that feel neglected. We're going to celebrate your half birthday, Sean, this year. Okay? Are you cool with that?
I don't get a half birthday.
I just tell people my birthday's on Friday. And, like, we throw down every Friday.
Every Friday?
Every Friday. I was born on a Friday.
Dude, you never invite me to your Friday birthday parties, by the way.
That's because I want there to be other people there, too. Fridays, I will just hang out exclusively with you, Dan.
Yes.
Now, and Dan, so also over the break, you dropped an album?
I did. I dropped an album.
Your first, and then did a break?
Well, I was getting out of my truck, and it was in my lap.
Now, this is I'm pretty happy, man. This is your first album in a while.
Yeah, since the S-Word Music dropped before, the one with the toilet bowl on the cover.
That was in the 80s, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
82, I believe.
It was 89.
89.
Revolutionary.
I was. Psychosis by Damaged Andy, it is available on Bandcamp. Free for download for the first 200. And last I checked, there were 40 gone. So 40 gone in less than a week. I think that's kind of impressive. That's decent, you know, especially for somebody who's not known.
I vouch that Dan doesn't know 40 people.
I don't know 40. I know 40 people. I don't think there are 40 people that actually like me out there.
Okay, yeah.
40 people that know him.
Some strangers listened to your music.
Oh, a lot. I actually looked at the statistics, and it tells me the zip code. I think I got, like, 3 actual, like, Central Virginia downloads.
Wow.
But I got a lot of people who, like, posted it on their Facebook and liked it. And I was, like, looking at it like, oh, I know who you are. So I'm taking notes, you people out there listening. I can see your zip codes. And
you're on watch.
And your emails.
So
where is your biggest zip code demographic?
I think that statement is going to hurt your downloads.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'll just edit it out of the podcast.
Fair enough. So Mothball Fleet, your Facebook page describes it, the genre as polka, punk, pop. Did you go with that?
Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
Okay. Okay.
Did you go for that strictly for the alliteration?
No, that's actually, you know, just kind of what it is. I didn't even think about the
because I love alliteration, and I feel like that's how we picked the show name.
Yeah.
We were like, you know, what can we use with alliteration?
Rubber Room.
Yeah.
I mean, our agent probably wrote that anyway, so you have to talk to him.
I will. Can we get him in here?
Yeah, let me get him on the phone. Yeah. What time is it in L.A.?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, 7. Oh, you guys have an L.A. agent? That's pretty, like, it's pretty shishi. That's pretty upper class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fine. Definitely.
Holler. Is he listening?
How could we not?
Serious things going on. And Bucky, you are also the head of Worthless Junk Records. So, and tell us a little bit about that really quick.
Well,
we got our first break.
Worthless Junk Records is a Richmond record label. And I put out mostly bands from Richmond. You know, people I've come to know and love and want to support in their creative endeavors. And it's mostly vinyl and, you know, it's mostly... I think about how cool it is, you know, when I find these Richmond records from like 15, 20 years ago. So, you know, hopefully in 15 or 20 years, there'll still be some of these records floating around and people can kind of, you know, understand what was going on around the time because it seems to change. You know, what I've been putting out, what's been happening in the past couple of years is totally different than what was around, you know, 3 years ago and 3 years before that. And so, yeah, just kind of, you know, cataloging the Richmond music community. It's pretty fun.
Now, Mothball Fleet is not on Worthless Junk Records. Are you thinking about signing yourself soon?
Yeah, I'm in negotiations right now. So,
is it hard negotiating with yourself, or does Johnny have to handle a lot of that?
No, I don't negotiate hard. Usually, no one, nothing. Okay. not at all. You know, it's mostly about the riders for the tour. You know, the dancers have to get the dancers.
Well, cool. We are going to be back talking to Mothball Fleet very shortly. But now enjoy the song by Ghost Owls.
How do you pronounce that? Tachycardia.
Tachycardia.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't have to do with the heart.
I'm sure.
They're on the show.
You're adding extra syllables. Tachycardia. Would crush in your closed palm. But it doesn't much matter. Cause you'll never catch one. And besides, what doctor would tell you, yes, son, it's true. Every living being is allowed with so many heartbeats to you.
Located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. 21 West Broad Street in RVA.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
That was William Bloat, performed here live on Radio Rubber Room by Mothball Fleet. So how's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good. I'm going to unplug myself here. Yeah, so we didn't actually write that song. It's actually by a band called the Dead Milkmen. Probably, I don't know, remembered as being like an 80s punk rock band, but they released a new album just this year, and that's their take on like a traditional Irish murder ballad, and I just kind of like how it sounds, and, you know, I don't know, it translated to accordion pretty easily, so that's our version of their version of a traditional song.
Now, most of the songs you guys do are covers. Do you do any original songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every other song we're going to play tonight is original. I don't know, you know, when we first kind of got into the idea of doing a polka band like this, you know, we found some bands on the internet, and, you know, there's, like, these Eastern European guys that would play and stuff like that, and they would always do covers and, like, Weird Al videos and things like that, so, you know, we started with covers, but originals is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm correct in, I think you told, this is the first Mothball Fleet recording. When this podcast is released,
yes,
that will be the first official Mothball Fleet recording.
Yes.
So, a landmark for you guys here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah.
That's how I want to think of it anyway.
Yeah, for okay, sure. Yeah. It's been a wild ride.
So Johnny Bucky, Johnny, you go by Oompa?
Yeah, Oompa.
Uh-huh.
Sure, call me Oompa.
I'm just going by your Facebook here. Okay.
Don't you call me Loompa.
No, in Bucky, Squeeze.
No, Squeeze the accordion.
Yeah.
Oompa, like the polka beat. Oompa, 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 Oompa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now the decision to do polka music, is that something that, you know, where did that idea form from?
I think we're just like having fun because we're roommates.
Sober.
Yeah, just having fun. I mean, we live together, so uh-huh. I guess, you know, we have a music room, and like Bucky said, we watch these two dudes online. I think it was a quartet polka band.
Oh yeah, there's a band called Los Colorados that are from the Ukraine, and they got famous on YouTube for covering a Katy Perry song. And, you know, I'd kind of been wanting to, you know, figure out how to just play this accordion that I had in that sort of way. And even though it was a stupid Katy Perry song, kind of opened my eyes like, oh, well, that's a really good idea. You know, that's really funny. And this is actually kind of punky, but it's you know, accordion and it's polka.
Have you ever thought about doing Thriller?
Thriller? That's not out of the question. I don't know, we're kind of working our way through, you know, we do a couple rap songs, and, you know, I want to do some, like, pretty cheesy 90s dance covers and stuff like that.
I feel like that band from Ukraine that you were just mentioning, Los Colorados, like, a lot of their fame came from being from Ukraine. Like, maybe you guys should just move to Kenya and continue being a polka band, and you'll be like, maybe that'll be major in Kenya.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and I do rap sometimes when we do the polka music. So I think that might make us the world's only polka rap band. So
That's impressive. There's got to be like some kind of a record book out there.
Johnny, or, have you ever considered yodeling in the background?
Yeah.
No, go ahead,
Johnny,
man.
Have you ever considered yodeling
go
in
ahead.
The background?
Just talk really loud. Johnny's mic is dead right now.
Maybe, man. I mean, it's definitely an idea. I'll take it into consideration.
You should just start trying to jam as many genres into your band as possible.
It's not that he can't yodel. He definitely can yodel, trust me.
He looks, you know, just pro.
Yeah.
Let's hear a yodel, Johnny.
Can't yodel, man.
I can't. You can't
you
say
won't.
Can't until
you
try.
You won't yodel.
That's true. I
gotta
take some classes. Bucky's the pro.
Yeah.
Now... about the genre thing, Sean, I actually like their genre. It's like two words. It's so hard. We get so many bands on the show that it's like takes nine words, half of them made up, to fill out that genre.
You know,
it's refreshing.
You can never have too many guitar solos in any genre.
accordion solo.
Now, I do appreciate the accordion solo. You are very good at that. I want to know, like, is that just something you pick up, like, man, that baby, he plays a mean accordion, and then you just grow into it, or how do you first discover that you even have any kind of talent at the accordion?
Well, I work for an accordion company for a living, but I didn't play accordion until I started working there. And it was just kind of like, it was a really cool idea. And, you know, I had to deal with accordion crap all day. So, you know, eventually I just kind of learned about it. And I was like, oh, well, I think I could probably do, you know, something interesting with that. And I always like to try out new instruments. So, you know, I picked one up and just started playing it. It was really frustrating. You know, I tried standing in front of a mirror. I would just get, you know, my hands would hurt. I'd get a headache and not want to do it. And then I just slowly, you know, made little breakthroughs until, you know, like when I write songs on it or I learn songs, I'm learning to play the instrument as I'm doing it, you know. So it's an interesting process.
Do you play a lot of instruments?
Yeah. Not well.
I play many. I play the tambourine, the train whistle, the turkey caller.
The slide whistle. He is an amazing slide whistle player.
You do play. I know you play bass fairly well because you came on. Last time you came on the show was filling in as the Black Girls bass player.
Yeah,
did a couple gigs with them from what I remember too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I played with them for most of the summer. That was really fun. You know, I've been in a lot of bands, but that was like a really refreshing, you know, time and everything. So yeah, you know, bass is something I'm decent at. I've been in a couple bands around Richmond. They used to play a lot, playing guitar. You know, and I do play drums too. You know, but not recently in any bands.
Now, Black Girls, they're on tour right now.
Yes. South Carolina.
Have you gotten any updates on them?
Have they been checking up?
Nice.
Well, that's no fun.
Because Fletcher's out of control, man.
It's not always having fun, Derek.
Safety third, guys.
Yeah.
Safety third.
But, yeah, I don't know. They haven't gotten arrested. The RV hasn't gotten pulled over. You know, they are on tour in a friend of ours, his, like, dad's Winnebago, which is awesome. Because it's, you know, it's a lot of people, and the manager goes.
Erica gets a roll with them.
Yeah, Erica goes. You know, our friend Brandon Crow flew down there today to hang out with them for a few days. And they actually have enough room, you know, and they can cook there. I think they said that, you know, the kitchen on the Winnebago is bigger than their actual kitchen.
So, never getting off the road.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Their new album's coming out. It's real, real exciting time.
February 17th, right? At the Hippodrome.
Yes. Yes. Well, at the Hippodrome.
And where can people get tickets to that, and what's it going to cost them?
The tickets are looking like they're going to be $12 in advance and $15 at the door. And we're going to have them at Steady Sounds and B-Sides. I will probably sell some online as well. And, you know, the Hippodrome's a big place. I think we're going to get a lot of people out there. I don't think it'll, you know, totally sell out. But, you know, definitely go ahead and get the tickets out of your way so you don't forget about it. Plus, it'll be $3 cheaper.
Now, you guys were having, you had the Worthless Records, or Worthless Junk Records box set that you were selling during Christmas. Are you guys out of those?
Well, it was something I was doing until the 31st.
Okay.
I set out to make 40. I sold like close to 30 of them. So
that's good.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. That's actually, you know, it wasn't something, it really was like a holiday thing because it was kind of like all this stuff at what it costs. So, you know, for people to kind of pick that up, and it's kind of like they just have a real interest in local music around here. So.
Well, since anybody who got them got a ticket to the Black Girls record release party.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Is Mothball Fleet going to be performing at that?
No. We're not going to play that. That's Arches, which is a band from Philadelphia, who have a split 7-inch out with White Laces on Worthless Junk. White Laces are also going to play Black Girls and the No BS Brass Band.
Speaking of which, here is the Black Girls. We'll be back to talk with Mothball Fleet shortly, but this is Black Girls with Music Theory for Haters.
I do. They matter. I want you to. Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced, and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder, so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue, and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound. Get in there, don't be afraid. Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
Hey! This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to Sawanada, Damilat Dukmana, Afranan Valikatle, Tadutaklaika.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Hi, I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Mother.
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat traps scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
Why?
Shalom, I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Shmir. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on. Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Smear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzo bagel. Bagel and a Pap Smear.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, Benjamins, bills, bread, and the dippy dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Hey!
I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Oompa! Did I do that right?
Oompa.
Oompa.
Boom.
I'm going to work on it. That was Old Neighbor by Mothball Fleet here on Radio Rubber Room. An original tune, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mothball Fleet, I must say, I sensed a little jazz-infused funk in that song. And also heavy metal.
I hate jazz.
What's wrong with jazz, man? Huh? What's wrong with jazz?
I don't listen to it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it as long as I don't listen to it.
What about you, Johnny?
Huh?
What about you, Johnny? You into the jazz?
Yeah, man. I mean, as a drummer, I listen to a little bit of jazz. I mean, it's like you got to be well-rounded as a musician. I mean, I don't know. There might be a little bit of jazz funk in that song. Who knows?
I
think it's just polka.
I'm just tired of being a progressive musician. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, that is very progressive, that what y'all are doing. I love it a lot. You could just add prog into your polka punk proto metal.
What do you
see? That's too much, man. Too many genres.
But then even I would beat me up. So.
Yeah, Johnny, man, you look kind of like a Dave Brubeck kind of guy, man.
Okay, maybe, I've checked him out, but I don't know.
Not your thing.
Not my thing. I mean, he's good at what he does.
So not only being a local band to Richmond, y'all are also quite big elsewhere in the world. Do y'all want to say where y'all's origins are from originally, or I could try to pronounce the name of this village?
oh, Tavsbiki, Ukraine. Yes. I think maybe we retired the pretending we're from Ukraine bit.
I love tzatziki, especially on like gyros.
Like, I like that there's 213 people living there.
If you look it up, that's about what
the whole tzatziki actually. The whole village only takes up 0.3 square miles.
Why did you retire that, man? Your accent when you were performing was awesome, man. It was money.
But it's never a Ukrainian accent. It's different every time.
What does a Ukrainian accent even sound like?
I don't know.
Do it, man.
To me, it just...
Do it.
Well, I think it sounds like this.
So y'all also have...
I'm from Ukraine, too. We are like brother.
By the way, every one of Dan's accents, they all sound like they're from Ukraine.
Yeah. It's either Russian or German. It's never actually Ukrainian.
I was in Amsterdam and I was like mocking people. I was mocking the Dutch with a Russian accent and they didn't find it funny at all.
They probably just didn't get it.
Probably.
Why is this guy talking to me in Ukraine, stupid Americans?
He must go to
a coffee shop.
So you guys, to clear up the whole, y'all are from Richmond here.
Yes. Johnny and I have both been, living in Richmond for some time. And then we met each other because we just have mutual friends from the Hampton Roads area.
Are you guys life partners here?
Life partners? I don't know. Is my girlfriend listening?
Which relationship is more important, the one with your band member or your girlfriend?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're actually in two bands together. This isn't even the only, we're in another band. We're in like a 90s emotive hardcore band together.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yes.
Break that down into other genres that I can understand.
Like 90s, like kind of emotive and hardcore.
Those were the same ones that you just
said. What is that? can you make a noise with your throat that sounds like that genre?
No. All right, wait, it's way too noodly for me to do it with my throat.
I like how you describe your music as being noodly. Like, are you talking about like a rigid noodle, like before boiling, or like post-boiling, soft, kind of flaccid?
I describe our music as pretty noodly, as like kind of noodly pop punk. I mean, there's, a lot of bands here in Richmond that kind of embody that. And really the like house show scene in Richmond is almost exclusively like the pop punk scene these days. And a lot of those bands, just really pretty melodic stuff. It's kind of over the top and a little bit sloppy. It's noodly. Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of bands these days that use the word noodly and, I mean, there are a lot of bands from Philly and whatnot, But,
yeah. I mean, I think of, Brainworms is probably the epitome of a noodly band in my mind, because those are just a bunch of guys just kind of making stuff up.
I consider them nice. Gravy-esque.
Gravy-esque, yes. Yes.
Not well, if Sean looks at anything hard enough, it starts to look like gravy.
Yes, he calls everything gravy.
Not to be confused with sauce, like.
There's a major. Fair enough.
Sean is part Italian, so.
That's true. What's the instrumentation of that band? Or I assume you don't play the accordion in that band.
Oh no! And Remain, Johnny plays drums, and I play bass. Our friend JM Sheed plays guitar, and then our friend Corey Johnson sings. And it's been a pretty amazing ride, actually, because I think it started out that I guess Johnny, your wrist got hurt.
Right? Oh yeah. Okay. So I think. Well, Rusty, start off with our old bass player, Rusty. He fell from a skylight and was in the ICU for like 2 weeks, and then...
So you replaced him?
Well, no, well...
He lives in Virginia Beach.
That's rough. Yeah. That's harsh, guys.
Yeah. Well,
so he got hurt while he was burgling.
The guy fell through a skylight.
We live in Florida. Out of the band. But, I don't know. Yeah, he hurt himself, and then I guess I hurt my wrist, and it put me out of commission for like... probably a month and a half or so.
Things to avoid when burgling.
Yes.
Skylights.
Yes. And then I started playing bass in the band because Rusty just lives at Virginia Beach. He plays in a bunch of bands down there. Right. And then Jamshed got run over by a car on his bike.
Whoa.
And then so that like...
Yeah, know, that band needed to go. That sounds yeah. like... not in the cards.
Yeah, yeah. And so then he got better. And when he finally got better, the singer Corey... stage dived at a show where I guess he shouldn't. He's a pretty big guy. He like tore his ACL stage diving. So that's where we are right now.
It's like a movie.
That was just a while ago. So
do you guys always watch your back like, man, I hope I don't get hurt after.
Well, I'm the only
Bucky's
one.
Next.
Yeah.
Bucky's next. Yeah. So I mean
I'm not catching a ride home with you.
Amateur radio show tower falls on local accordionist. Yeah.
Speaking of the accordion, man, it's always looked like a difficult instrument to me. Like for somebody who might, you know, be interested in picking one up, how hard is it to learn?
Just to make things clear really quick, Dan is baffled by people who read the newspaper and eat cereal at the same time.
I am.
They, oh, okay.
Impressive.
Thanks for making that less special. No. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of accordion. You know, the easiest one and the one that I kind of see most people play in Richmond is a piano accordion. You know, so on the melody side, it's just piano keys. And then on the left side, you have this kind of intricate... you know, bass note and chord system. This one is like a Russian classical accordion. So it's mostly just used in Eastern Europe and Russia for folk music and for like classical music. And, you know, like when in like Soviet Russia, they would kidnap little kids that they thought would be talented and, you know, actually put them through these accordion schools, these like communist accordion schools.
That's a good idea.
And, yeah, and make them learn these like master classical pieces on accordion, you know, because they would raise their talent from a young age there. So
I heard of that. That is the American-Russian Cold War of accordionism.
Yes.
Did they give them a monkey with an organ grinder after they graduated?
Yes.
What's the accordion that's just like two circles that the Italian guys play on the boat? There's no buttons involved. That's what
you're talking about, the one they play in cartoons.
Yeah. That's a concertina. I have one of those too, but it's like high pitched and it's really kind of wimpy. And then it's really funny because, you know, Johnny and I live in Churchill. We live together. And then
life partners.
Yes. And
bunk beds.
We'll just come out with it. And then, you know, the next street over, the same address as us, is this guy named Gilberto Reyes, who I work with, who is a world famous like Tex-Mex conjunto accordion player. So, you know, whoever lives between us just like gets accordion from all angles. And I'm so sorry.
The small
he's probably a bassoonist, and he's like, "What the heck's going on here?"
the small ones you're talking about, what are they called again?
Concertina.
So is that similar to like a harmonica where you got to get one in different keys?
Yeah. So it's like diatonic. It's like, you know, if you push out. Or, you know, if you push or you pull, it's a different note. So it's just like playing a harmonica.
So you got to play like four or five of those at one time?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, well, we are going to be back with more of Mothball Fleet. Got to take a little break, though. This is Patrick Bates with Fakers and Singers.
Cannot fake your way to
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room, coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM. And don't forget, you can listen whenever you want as a podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah, rate it on iTunes.
Rate it. Share it. Yep. Tell your friends. And we're here.
Honesty welcome, by the way. You know, feel free to us on iTunes.
Criticism makes you better, right?
I prefer the one-star ratings. I feel like they're honest and, honest.
Yeah, don't fluff our heads up.
That's right. You
know? We want to get better.
Our egos are big enough as it is, so feel free to one-star us.
Now, a lot of my fans recognize me on the streets, and they come up to me and they say, "Hey, Sean, why 10 o'clock? We were digging the Saturday from 6 to 8. And there's a couple of reasons I want to clear it up for the folks, for my fans.
Well, clear something up. You have fans?
Oh, yes, many.
Oh, do you really? You get recognized?
Yeah, my mom and dad.
They
recognize me a lot.
They recognize you because of the ad in RVA Magazine, yes. Right?
They say, "Aren't you the one from the ad in RVA Magazine?"
And you're like, Mom, it's me,
Sean. And I said, "You recognize my voice."
I think they just recognize the face covered in spaghetti.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're like, what were those two girls doing with you?
Here's some of the things. Here's some of the reasons. Now, a lot of our fans may not realize that on a Saturday, it is nearly impossible to keep all three Radio Rubber Room show hosts sober by 6. So, Thursday nights, no partying.
Well, you got to drink at breakfast.
Yeah.
Also, being after 10 puts us into a whole different regulations where the three categories of profanity include profanity, obscenity, and indecency. Now, that makes any smells or sights from Radio Rubber Room obscene.
Yes.
And we cannot have that. If you see any of the hosts on the street, you are breaking violations by seeing them. It is totally obscene. It is indecent to strike them, which is okay after 10.
It's okay to hit me after 10.
And if you swear when you're doing it, it's profane, so that is acceptable. But not until 10 at night. So if you see any of us on the streets and you feel the need to hit us, check your watch. If you see us during any time of the day, watch your back, because FCC is going to be like, "You're obscene, that's out of control, do not be seen with these guys." Or smell.
What are you talking about?
I was just making sure that we could
so confused
determine
here.
The difference between obscene and profane and indecent.
Did you guys get that? Mothball Fleet, go ahead, Johnny. Did you understand at all what he was talking about?
No idea, man.
It is obscene to be seen with the radio show host, but it is not obscene to hit them after 10 o'clock. That falls into the indecency clause.
Dude, I'm...
Sean, I will make sure to never be seen with you. Don't worry.
The FCC will be on your ass if you do.
Sean's been doing some research.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite understand what he reads. It takes him a couple of times to read.
I didn't read. I pressed play, audio file.
Oh, nice.
Reading is for children.
Am I going to get to do my show picks?
Yes, you are.
I came all the way out here.
What up, baby?
I missed Sean and Derek.
Uh-huh. You didn't miss me?
Yeah. I missed you, Dan.
Yeah, whatever.
Dan.
What'd you do for Christmas? You don't celebrate Christmas, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a Jehovah's Witness.
No.
Oh. I always thought you were for some reason.
You know what happens when you assume, Dan?
It's that bumper sticker on
your
car.
There's no such thing as Jehovah's Witness. There's only members of the Jehovah Witness Assembly.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, did you have a good holiday, guys?
I had an okay one. You know, it was a good one. I think a lot of people... holidays are rough for adults if you're not receiving a bunch of toys, and I don't get any toys anymore.
I got a ton of toys.
My answer is no.
Be curious to know what store those toys came from.
Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You got them for Simon, though, right?
Yeah, I got him a ton of toys.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to see a young 30-year-old still enjoy toys.
Legos. He really likes Legos,
He loves
right?
the Legos. Loves his action figures.
I love Legos.
Do you have any Legos?
Plenty. I got some Legos for Christmas this year.
Okay.
Hey, it's Thursday. I know you always go out on Thursday, Simon's mom.
Yeah, as soon as I leave the show, I'm going down tonight to Wheezy's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go see the Kindling Kind down there.
Oh, yeah.
Love those guys.
And girl.
And gal. Yeah. And gal. I'm going to be down there. Oh, you guys are coming down there later, too, right?
I would love to. I just can't. I have to get up real early in the morning. 12 o'clock is past my bedtime. Okay, I'll come down there because you're going.
I'm going to be down there, Dan. You coming?
Yes.
And Sean rode with me. For sure. I guess he's coming. Because we are green here at Radio Rubber and we carpool.
I'll come wherever you go because I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and then Friday, tomorrow night, Silo Effect and the former champions will be playing a show at the Camel.
Yeah.
And that's a tribute show for a guy that passed away. His name's Brian DeBilly. It's to raise money for his family, his wife, and his daughter. And
that's good.
So it's going to be, go there, support that.
Do you know what the cover is?
No, I did not write that down.
Okay, do you know, are they accepting extra donations? I would assume so. It's a benefit show.
I'm sure.
And, I'm actually, Brian was a friend of mine, too. Probably going to be working, but I'm trying to get down there, at least give something. But a good guy, loves some good music. He's at a lot of shows, dancing all the time. He's a good guy.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss and everybody else's.
All right, Saturday night at the Kingdom. Have you been to the Kingdom yet, Dan?
I walked in briefly to drop off some magazines.
Well,
I hear it's awesome, though. It's old Alley Cats.
I heard it's awesome. I miss Alley Cats because, you know, I had so many good times there. But, okay, you can go down to the Kingdom. And this Saturday you can see Antero, Gallo Vera, and Proverbial. That starts at 6:30. And then Monday, Amelia's Open Mic. They just celebrated their fourth year of their open mic there, so you can go check that out on Mondays.
Wow, 4 years doing an open mic. That ain't easy. Derek, you've been doing an open mic for a long time too, right?
About going on 5.
Oh wow. So you got a little leg up on them, huh?
Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But it's a really good open mic. A lot of talented folks play roll through there.
Nice.
So check that out.
All right, so that is my show picks. And Moth Bowfleet, I am really digging this polka music.
She's really old, right? How old are you?
Dan!
Why? Well, how old are
that
you?
That is rude. Rude, Dan.
She's really old. She grew up, I mean, you grew up around the time polka was popular, right?
The 1800s?
I feel like it still is popular.
It's getting, I think bands like Moth Bowfleet, groups.
Bringing it back!
Duos.
What's old is new again.
Amen, brother. If you will.
Amen.
So you guys don't play a lot of shows. Why is that?
Well, we played a decent number of shows. Jerk. No. we played some. It's kind of been a weird ride. I mean, we play a lot of house shows mostly. Uh-huh. We kind of have this policy of, you know, when you tell people, oh yeah, we're a polka band. You know, we could play anywhere once. but, you know, we played house shows, you know, big and small. We played at some, you know, show spaces, like the Yerb and things like that. Played at Empire, played at Sprout when it was around. You know, so a lot of different spots around town. I mean, it just kind of comes and goes. And, you know, we've played shows for, you know, probably 5 or 10 people. We played shows for, you know, 50, 75 people packed into someone's living room, you know, drunk and way too excited about our band.
I'm sober and I'm excited about the band. Hey. I think it's so cool, man.
Whenever I'm drunk, I'm excited about every band.
Yes, yes. So are you guys not into the promotion, the internet promotion? Why don't I hear about these shows?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's mostly, you know, house shows and stuff like that. I mean, it kind of, it's like a, you know, ask a punk for the address thing. I mean, rvashows.org. Usually if we play shows, it gets posted up on there. But I mean, we just kind of let it happen. You know, I mean, we have some original songs, we do some cool covers, but, you know, it's still kind of evolving. So, you know, we go out and play. We're going to be working on a new set, and then I think kind of taking a harder, you know, look at.
Well, if you ever want to get your shows out there, you know, you could always tell Simon's mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Simon's mom loves
And I will tell the world.
So, cool. Well, I guess we're going to take a break really quick, and then we'll be back with more Mothball Fleet. Simon's mom, you want to announce this one?
This is the Inflatables with Long Distance.
Did you get some of those for Christmas, huh?
Dan.
Oh, Sometimes I even get dirty looks from the dog. But that's nothing that would cause me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs. And that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins, blurs together. We stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see is up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. If it don't bounce back, well, you'll go crazy. In Kansas City, you're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast. All of my life. Well, Joe is in the back room sharpening his knife, preparing and planning on how to break my bike. The only way we had to pay him was in Colorado Dyke. Rolling down the highway, now we're going 25. Transmission slipping low, I think we're gonna die. Whether or not you'll see it, up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. Don't bounce back or you'll go crazy.
Suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
In 5 delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
Co. It's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoof Co. believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different.
Ah! Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoof Co.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. What was that one called, Bucky?
We can call that one Sailing.
Sailing? Did you just make that up just now?
Yes. We can call it Us Sailing if you'd like.
Derek loves things.
Sorry, Dan. I didn't have you back up yet. Go ahead. Repeat that question.
Okay. No. It's cool. There was no question. I was making a statement.
So, how long have you guys been together again?
This, I guess, maybe 8 or 9 months, maybe 10 months, something like that. I know that Mac Rock last year we were already together as a band, and so yeah, coming close to a year.
I'm close to a year.
You guys played Mac Rock last year?
No, we didn't. We are going to this year.
No,
our other band played.
Now, in doing a little polka research, I discovered that the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, which hosts the Grammys, got rid of the polka category in 2009. And I am upset with that.
I'm kind of upset. I mean, how do you guys get a Grammy now?
I want you guys to get a Grammy. So here's
maybe
what
in
I'm,
the punk here, category.
Here's what I'm proposing. Yeah. We need to start a letter writing campaign, petitions. Get that category back, because you guys need to take the cake.
Yeah, Kanye probably wants to do a polka album, too, so, you know, he'll kind of jump on anything.
I think he got in touch with our manager in L.A.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, did he really? No. Oh, out in L.A. I thought that was your agent. I'm on to you guys.
You know, I... Somebody. We don't even know the difference between a manager and an agent. So. Busted. You know, I'd really like
parasites.
To see the later entries in the polka category, like the 2009 polka nominees are.
they had five up for nominations in 2006, from what I'm reading here.
Wow.
2006 they got rid of it?
But only one of the albums was widely... 2009.
Oh, they got rid of it 2009.
Because there was only one nominee that year.
And my goal now is to change that. We need that category back.
Yeah, for sure. I think that there should be a punk polka indie fusion category. Progressive indie fusion.
So one of the many goals of Radio Rubber Room from this point on forward is to get that Grammy category back.
There we go.
Solely for you guys.
I like that.
You down with that? On board?
Yeah. Sign some petitions.
Let's do it. Derek has like the most obscure missions out there, so he's always like taking me on some stupid adventure.
Okay. Yeah. So I just have a quick question, Bucky. Now, when it comes to playing that accordion thing, you're mashing all kinds of buttons. Now, I want to know, is there like a system, or is it more like a what the feel it out a little?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a system for it. It's all really, you know, logical and everything. I mean, this is, you know, a whole bunch of buttons. There's like right about 100 buttons on this. But some of them, they're not all different notes. Some of them, it's two buttons for the same note, and it's just however you know, you might need to play it like, you know, on the top row or the bottom row, just depending on what you're doing. So it's just, it's made for, like, moving across it quickly. So that's why you can do, you know, like, faster runs with it, I think, than, a piano accordion or anything like that.
Is an accordion, like, a chest organ?
A chest organ?
Yes. Okay. So it's so if I knew how to play the accordion, I might be able to play the organ.
Yes.
Like a pipe organ? Are you making that up?
You're a master.
If you strap it to your chest.
All right. Johnny, I haven't forgotten about you. I have a question for you.
Go ahead, man.
I'm thinking about converting all of my money into a interest-bearing savings account. Do you think 4.9% is enough?
No way.
No way, man. 4.9% is great. What are you talking about?
For a savings account, that's, yeah. That's
I will totally good, right? Go with
are
your
you
gut instinct on that.
Are you an investment banker, Johnny?
No. I have no idea.
What do you do for a living?
Sean, you're going to take financial advice from a drummer.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Bad idea, man. I drink beer for a living.
Do you? You get paid to do it, man? Are you like beer taster?
No, I wish, man. I work at Alamo Barbecue, though.
Love that place, dude.
It's in Churchill. Yeah, great place, man.
Train wreck, man.
Yeah.
I can't stop eating those things, man, but you guys should name it the Belly Buster, dude. Because every time, man, it takes me like a day. I just like feel it in there. It's nice. It's warming. It's great for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
It's excellent winter food.
It's great, man.
I like it when the musicians that come in here have real jobs like me.
What?
I'm a garbage collector / creator.
You create garbage and collect it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Doesn't everybody?
Yes. No.
Kind of. I just kind of like leave it on the floor in my room.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember, but that was
Simon's mom comes over and straightens up for me.
Thanks for that tidbit.
That must
there,
be
Sean.
Nice. Today I had to wash dishes for the first time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It was not as fun as my roommate was telling me it was going to be.
Sean actually made me a burrito before the show. I was a little scared to eat it. Dan was brave because I watched Sean make the burrito.
Is it kicking
in
right now?
It is.
Dan ate the burrito wrapped, not, you know, an hour later. So very brave. I wasn't expecting
that. I want
to
thank Jason Honeycutt for being the guinea pig on my whole burrito cooking experiment.
Yeah, you're moving, you're making progress in the domestic areas.
I started my own holiday. It's called Beef Night. It's the first Wednesday of the year. Because you might as well try to eat as much beef as you can when the year is still early, you know. There might not be another first Thursday of 2013.
How much beef did you eat today?
Well, yesterday I ate a ton of beef, like 3 pounds of ground face meat.
Face meat.
And today there was so much left over, I was just kept cooking beef. Beef night carried over into beef morning and also digestive troubles day.
That's what the first Thursday is?
That's the first Thursday after beef night.
And they now he's here. Out of food.
I do have a nice chunk of tomato left over.
He does, yeah. So do you guys have any gigs on the books right now? Can anybody catch you anytime soon?
I don't think so.
Nope. No. I think we are going to play at the record label showcase at Mac Rock this year, which is
Sweet.
In April.
You're telling me about that, yeah.
And yes, this is Mac Rock 15, which is pretty crazy. I think the first one I went to was like 3 or 4 or something like that, and it was, it's crazy. It's still going.
I played Mac Rock in 2004, I think it was.
Yeah.
I think somebody had told me that they don't, I don't know if it's all music, but they don't do hip hop, at least in the gymnasium, that it's at the bars around there.
James Madison, I think that, you know, Harrisonburg has a really small, close-knit, kind of intimate music scene that was actually into that. And so all the people in it worked really hard to make it happen. But I think that James Madison eventually got sick of all of the out-of-town people that would come in and just camp on the lawns there and everything. So yeah. They actually, you know, completely let go of it. And they said, we're not going to pay for this. We're not going to have anything to do with it. You can't have it here. And so now Mac Rock is an independent organization, with all, my record label buys ads and things like that. And that's how they support themselves. So yeah, JMU doesn't have anything to do with it. And as such, it's kind of become a little bit more limited, but it's still a pretty wide range of genres, you know, punk bands, acoustic bands, metal bands, and lots of bands from Richmond.
So. I had a good time. The students are really welcoming to the whole Mac Rock thing.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, we did a show with, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Pigeon John and Living Legends. And after the show, it was pretty cool. After the show, a bunch of weird JMU people kidnapped us and took us back to their apartment party, and it was a very interesting night.
Oh, we can do that later if you like it.
Oh, are you guys playing the house party?
The house party. No.
Oh, you're gonna kidnap us in your rape van.
Yes.
No, we don't like to be kidnapped.
Cool. I do like your van a lot. My uncle Bucky had one, and your name is Bucky too. And, you know, it just kind of reminded me, it made me feel real wholesome.
Do you really have an Uncle Bucky?
I mean, he wasn't my uncle, but he gave me rides places and bought me toys from Big Lots. You know the kind that lasts a couple of minutes, you know? We need to fill up the whole van with those Big Lots toys. That's what he would tell me.
Toys for dogs.
And I would exchange the toys for chores, like shirtless kitty playing with. That was one of the things that he had me do.
I think that's enough, man.
We need to get you help.
So, Mothball Fleet, man, if anybody wanted to follow you guys, how would they be in touch with you?
Through Facebook, probably. I mean...
Yeah, through Facebook. Yeah. If anything ever goes on, we post it on rvashows.org, usually our shows. As far as any sort of release or anything like that... once we record something, I think I'll definitely, put it out later this year. And then I think there's some compilations that we'll probably have some tracks on as well.
Now, your other band is on Worthless Junk Records.
Yes.
What is Worthless Junk Records? What does it provide the bands on that label? What is the benefit of the bands being on Worthless Junk Records?
Well, let me see. What is the benefit? I ran a record label for about 6 years
that I stopped. I stopped running it a couple years ago, and I decided to kind of get back into the label game. And when I ran that label, I had a lot of distribution all over the country and, you know, some press contacts and things like that. So, you know, now I'm just kind of using those old contacts to get new bands out there. You know, plus it's putting out vinyl is kind of an expensive endeavor, you know, so to have someone kind of go in with that, I mean, like the Black Girls LP that's coming out is kind of like half paid for through their Kickstarter project, and then, you know, half paid for by the label. Yeah, yeah, your name is in the CD,
yes,
by the way, yes.
I think that
was just Dan's name?
Did all you guys contribute money?
It was my. It came out of my pocket.
Oh, well, then, yeah, your name's on it.
Sorry, I couldn't get a slash.
No.
I like the whole.
I paid $15.
You're right.
I like the whole Worthless Junk Records label name because I feel like if I buy one of those albums and it is garbage, I wouldn't be let down. I would just be like, oh, that's what I bought. But if it's good, it's yeah. Like, cool, I bought some Worthless Junk. It was awesome.
Well, on the plus side, being on the label, Bucky will, every now and then, he'll cook biryani. For the bands, and it was just like it's an Indian dish. It's with like rice and meat and vegetables, and he'll cook it and invite like the bands over for dinner and stuff. And
And we have a lot of get-togethers. Cool. You know, things like when like No BS and Black Girls played basketball together and kind of had that whole thing, which that was fun. You know, so just kind of trying to create a sense of community.
They played against each other.
Against each other, yeah.
BS won.
No, Black Girls absolutely destroyed them.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Those are very athletic guys.
Just the height advantages alone and the numbers. I feel like they have more people in the band.
Well, it seems like it would be tough to carry your tuba while you're playing.
Yeah. Was Fletcher like the Steve Nash? Was he? All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a break.
This is Murphy's Kids with Hands On.
I'm gonna take you higher. If I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher. Girl, you know there's something about you. You got this funky style, and I'm not sure how to deal with you. My mouth is dry, and it's getting worse. You're so wise and articulate. Can I take credit for this?
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue. My insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue. because constipation is no picnic.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. On naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Bam.
That was awesome.
And what was the name of that tune there, Buggy?
We'll call that one Untitled.
Untitled.
You dig really deep when you name your tunes, huh?
So, Untitled. What is that? What is that?
So progressive like that, of you,
that's
by
profound.
The way.
Yeah, that's very
progressive. Eponymous track 9. That song, I definitely feel like it had a hint of Renaissance-influenced electronica. And I enjoyed it because of that. Now, I probably speak for all the radio show hosts involved with Radio Rubber Room when I say that I don't think we're going to be running a marathon anytime soon, but that song makes me want to, like, watch one on TV or read about it the next day. You know? And be like, man, people ran a lot. You know, their hearts were beating. Like, it definitely makes me want to, like, peel a banana.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I definitely want to do a little bit of exercise, but not more than that's out of my range. Like, get into the push-up position before I lay down. That is the amount of exercise that I'm talking about.
It's great to see that music has such a profound effect on you, Sean.
I almost sweat a little during that song. I don't know what I would have done. I would have had a shower early this month. I'm allergic to exercise. It's not a big deal. 98% of Americans have 100% of the weight of the American society.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've already established you guys are an awesome band. Are you going to remain a two-piece?
An awesome band?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if we go into the studio, I mean, I know some of the guys in, you know, No BS have expressed interest in doing, like, horn parts and things like that, and... You know, I do stuff. I have, like, a touchpad synthesizer that I'll use to, like, you know, play, like, trumpet with my feet sometimes when we play. And, you know, we thought about getting, like, a guitar player and a bass player, but then I got a pickup put in this accordion. And so now we use a bass amp and a guitar amp. So,
kind of fill those ranges.
Yeah, so what do you have, like, a bass head with your guitar amp and you just, like, pedals?
I brought a keyboard amp for this one, but yeah, I mean, we have like a tube guitar amp, so it has like a slightly overdriven sound, you know, for when we're kind of playing, you know, bigger shows and stuff like that. And then, yeah, I'm going to kind of get into the pedal thing and kind of process the sound a little bit more. Yeah.
Do you feel like you run a monopoly on accordion playing skills here in Richmond, or if I'm trying to put some accordion, some awesome accordion on my album?
Like an accordion ensemble?
Can I go to someone else, or... I mean, you're my number one choice, but...
You'll regret it if you do.
I mean...
I know a couple people. I mean, I work for an accordion company, so yes, there are world-class accordion players that, you know, live in Richmond. I mean, do they go and play house shows? No. Do they, you know, go and play, like, you know, the Camel and stuff like that? You know, no. I mean, but... Because mostly it's just it's different kinds of music, and I mean this instrument gets applied in a lot of different ways, and it's usually not the lead instrument. You know, usually it's not like accordion and drums or accordion and, you know, guitar. It's usually it's kind of a weird backing instrument or something like that. But
is that why you only have a rhythm instrument, because you don't want a guitar player like outshining you, or?
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be pretty cool to see, like, a guy holding an accordion who's, like, the Bobby Brown of the band.
Right.
Who just, like, jumps in front of the guitar player and, like, booty bumps him out of the way while grinding on the accordion.
Yes.
Like, drop down on your knees and press the heck out of those buttons. My fingertips are bleeding.
Yeah. We'll do rap songs, and I'll, like, jump up and down, like, try to get people, you know, hype when we play. And I notice it's like, you know, some people kind of get into it if they're drunk, and then everyone else is just looking at me like, what am I seeing right now?
Like, takes a minute to do
adjust.
Just
like, yo, y'all, like, jumping up and down with an accordion strapped to me. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, my vocabulary is only that of, like, a third or fourth grader, but do you have to watch out for that, like, keyboard-using disease when you play accordion? You know what I'm talking about? I type too much on the keyboard, now my wrist hurts.
Carpal tunnel, I think that's what he's getting at.
Is that was my DJ name. I was DJ Carpal Tunnel. Wicca Wicca Ow!
Is that a concern there on the accordion?
No, that's what... Didn't you kind of have that in your wrist, though, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Well, being a drummer, I mean, yeah, you definitely develop carpal tunnel at some point or another down the road.
You gotta relax.
Before the internet or after the internet? I mean, do drummers, like, traditionally... have carpal tunnel? Like,
well, if you're a hard hitter, I guess, man. Uh-huh. But it's all about like warm up, as with any other thing, man. Like if you're exercising or whatever, you know, got to do a certain level of warm up.
Which hand do you use more?
When you're drumming, do you like prefer to use one more than the other?
No, not.
Do you have
really,
a strong
man.
Arm?
Nuts. Yeah.
The answer to that question would take faff. Like you have to be a card counter to figure that out. I feel like.
Yeah, probably. You gotta like figure out which hands are in which more notes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like I twirl the stick in my left hand a lot more during that one jam.
Saw that.
I can see everything from in here. If you didn't know,
he's got a. You can't see it, yeah. But there is a camera in here.
Mm-hmm. Is there?
No,
he watches us.
Now, Mothball Fleet has a little bit of a local history behind it too, correct?
Yeah. So where I'm from, I'm like a river rat that grew up on the James River. This is my backyard, you know, my entire life. But not a Richmond, about maybe 35, 40 miles down towards like Newport News area on the south side of it in Smithfield is what is still the world's largest reserve fleet of decommissioned ships. So it's kind of like, you know, my whole life I just like looked at all these old ships just, you know, parked in the river right in front of me. If you've never seen it, it's a really amazing thing. It's, you know, it's right near like the Hampton Roads area, and there's, you know, old decommissioned, you know, destroyers and battleships. There was a
ship. They're called mothballs.
Yeah, and they're called the mothball fleet and stuff. And, like, the, like, Navy SEAL teams, they, like, lock them in the bottom, and, like, they have to, like, figure out how to break their way back onto the top, you know, and you can hear them yelling and blowing stuff up. And
that's cool.
you know, one time, like, a flare fell off the side, like, this huge, like, 10-foot-long, like, gigantic, you know, flare, and it, like, went off on the beach in my neighborhood. It was really fun. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I have a lot of weird old feelings about that neighborhood and moving away from that. And I grew up around a lot of old people that are retired there. They're all passed away now. And it's a lot of material, I guess.
Is that how you learn the accordion? Is it growing up around all those octogenarians?
Well, the guy that taught me a lot of the instruments and I know how to play and first got me into it was like a friend of my mom's, and he used to hang out on like the dock when she was growing up in that neighborhood and like play accordion for her and stuff like that. And he's very amused that I'm doing this now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No old Germans in the neighborhood or anything like that. Played accordion.
So like Smithfield, that's around where black girls are from, right?
Yeah. I know. I mean, I'm a little bit older than most of those kids, so I'm friends with their like older siblings, and I used to like beat up Drew and take his lunch money and stuff. But
now
he's
more
town.
Athletic than you.
Yes.
But does he ever get you back, like just out of nowhere, just like sucker punching in the ribs or anything?
Oh, he
got
me back. I put out his album. He got me back.
Yeah. Burn.
Like jokes on you.
But yeah, so we're all from the same small town, and that's one really cool thing about playing with them and putting out their music too. So yeah.
Except for Fletcher, he's like the odd man out.
Yeah, Fletcher knows everyone, and Fletcher is from around here, and he kind of is the odd man out. Yeah.
How did he swing that getting into black girls?
I think that was, you know, Harry, who used to also sing. He just sung, who moved to Milwaukee now. I think that they wanted him to just kind of sing and have someone different playing guitar, and. And then Mike went to Europe for a while, and so Fletcher got asked to be in the band at that point. He just kind of stuck around because there, at that point, needed to be a solid rhythm guitar.
Cool, man. He's kind of from my neck of the woods, so I feel more connected to the band.
Yeah, cool. So.
All right, well, we're getting close to wrapping this up. But before we do you guys want to remind everybody, in case they're just getting in, how they can find out more about Mothball Fleet?
Yeah, Mothball Fleet, you can find us on Facebook. Yep. We don't have a MySpace, do we? No? No MySpace?
So. No.
You got to get on. That's the. I hear it's going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been hearing
it
that.
It crashes my computer, so I don't know how that works. It crashes my computer every time I go.
Well,
to
you
MySpace.
Go to the library and you set yourself up a MySpace.
What's a library?
Oh. Do they still have one?
No, they don't have those anymore.
It's like a place where you buy groceries.
What'd you say?
What were we doing? Oh, promoting our band. Oh, okay.
It's easy to get sidetracked on the show, by the way.
So, yeah, Facebook, Mothball Fleet, Metallikschmerz Flota. We also have YouTube videos. You know, we'll be at Mac Rock, and we'll have a band camp as soon as we get these recordings. So
hopefully. Just come out to the show. Come talk to us.
Last.
So do you have any plans for a viral video?
A viral video? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the way to go.
Actually, you guys didn't see the inside of my van, did you?
No, I didn't.
Let's wrap this up. Let's get started.
Well, before we wrap it up, I'm just curious. Who gets more action, accordion players or drummers, traditionally?
Drummers, man. Come on now.
Really?
That's not even a question.
Because I find you incredibly attractive playing that accordion, so I just want you to know.
You and my grandmother. They're so adorable with the accordion. Thank you.
Last question. This is for either band member. What's the strangest noise you can make with your mouth?
Is that like a submarine?
I give you a one and you a four.
I wouldn't say that. I wasn't impressed. It's that's the strangest academy. You guys can do.
Wow. What you got?
Oh!
That's not strange.
None of those sounds were strange, guys.
That's all I could think of here. So, all right, guys, Mothball Fleet.
We are out of time.
Check these guys out. Next week, who do we have on, Derek?
We have Box Wave on next week.
Awesome, yeah, awesome. Yeah. All right, cool, guys. Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with us.
Enjoyed it, guys.
And we look forward to having you back soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, closing us out. This is the Gypsy Healers with The Closer.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.